Glory to God. One short evangelistic message. Jesus the Christ offers eternal life, knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. And all that's contained in that, it's the greatest and really only offer to mankind. It's the offer, all in capital letters. Every other way leads to eternal death. It's so simple. There's two sides. There's God's kingdom and the enemy's kingdom. There's God versus the enemy. God's armies against the enemy's armies. And God always wins. Amen. And Jesus Christ is God. Amen. It's good versus evil. And there's a heaven and there's a hell. I have to include hell in this message, even though we don't want to hear about it. Okay? But first, heaven is the most glorious place in the universe, filled with the glory of the Lord. Those who know Jesus Christ, when they leave the earth, they won't die. They'll live forever in glory. This incredible offer. This is incredible. And the glory is available on the earth as well. But those who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, when they leave the earth, they will die. In fact, not only will they die, they will be in eternal death in hell. It's a place, it's fire. They will be burned in fire forever. And they will feel the fire, okay? They will be in eternal torment, unimaginable torment and suffering, okay? Someone's thinking, how could this even be? Well, the hell was created for the enemy, the devil and his angels, not for man. But the enemy deceives man into not coming to Jesus Christ, and deceives man, and if they don't, they end up in hell with the enemy, okay? And that people in hell are burned with fire, and there's worms crawling, maggots crawling in their body. It's so awful, you can't imagine it. You think you have a bad day on the earth? Think of an eternity that's billions of times worse than the worst day on earth. Okay, this is serious. Okay, and let me just add one more thing. People say, might think, maybe it's different in hell. Some people may say, maybe it's different in eternity. Maybe in hell people don't really feel those things. Well, there's a book, Divine Revelation of Hell. You can read it, okay, by Mary Baxter. In there, Jesus explains people's senses are stronger in hell. And they're also stronger in heaven. Okay, on the good side, everything in heaven is so glorious that, you know, it's just beyond comprehension how glorious heaven will be. That's in the Bible. Paul said, I saw things that I can't even express. And that's how glorious the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father, he's so glorious, he can't be put into words. That's our great God Almighty. Amen. But those who don't receive him, even though he wants them to be saved, he doesn't want anyone to go to hell. He wants everyone to come to Jesus Christ and spend eternity in heaven. He doesn't, okay, but he can't make anyone do anything because he made us in his image. Oh, Jesus is alive. He wants to save every person. Amen. Yes, I'll say it. He wants to save every person. Okay? But those who don't receive him in hell, there's no way out. Forever. Okay? And it's so serious also for people who are called into ministry, and it's serious all the way around. And for those who find Jesus Christ, it's a celebration. Amen. A celebration. God Almighty, the great God, made the whole universe. He made earth. He made mankind. It's this glorious, that I want to balance this, okay? It's this glorious celebration. Even though we know living on the earth is hard, it is. This is a temporary place, a very short vapor of a life that we have, a mist that's here and that's gone. It's a dress rehearsal, really, for eternity. That's what it is. And there's mysteries surrounding this. Oh, so many mysteries. And one of them is we don't know everything. We can't figure everything out. We know some things, but we know only in part. But what we do know, we need to walk in that. Amen. Jesus wants to save every person. Come to Jesus Christ today. Receive Him as Lord and Savior. Enter into this glorious celebration of the Lord Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.